from among it, like unto thee. And I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. You are going to pray this morning. You are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray very well. Say, in the name of Jesus. Every network of evil in Jesus' house, be broken in the name of Jesus. Be disorganized in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and begin to pray. Every network of evil is shattered in the name of Jesus. Every network of witches and wizards is shattered in the name of Jesus. Every demonic network in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' house, such evil network is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said in the same book of Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11, it says that or a charmer or a consultant with familiar spirit or a wizard or a necromancer. Pray this morning. I say every network of evil in the name of Jesus, hovering over Jesus' house, we command them to be broken this morning. The Lord break their backbones in the name of Jesus. The Lord destroy their counsels in the name of Jesus. Every network of evil, the Lord disorganize you in the name of Jesus. Every network of evil over Jesus' house, such evil network is destroyed. Network of witches and wizards destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus, I destroy the network of evil, the network of witches and wizards in my father's house, in my mother's house. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Break their backbone, break their backbone, break their backbone, break their backbone. Let them walk in misunderstanding. They will not be able to understand their languages anymore. They will not be able to carry out their enterprise anymore. If they are here, they let it enter among them. In the mighty name of Jesus, let them walk in misunderstanding. In the name of Jesus, every network of evil, every network of witches and wizards in my father's house, in my mother's house, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. You will not be able to perform your enterprise in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Your next prayer point, you are going to unmute your devices now. You are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name
every network of evil.
Every network of evil.
My community.
In my community.
In my community. In the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in the mighty name of
every network of evil. That building in that neighborhood you are living
in. My
family. We have been ordained to take control. We have been ordained to be in charge. We have been ordained to be in control. In the name of Jesus. You can live in a neighborhood that witches and wizards are having their meeting. In the name of Jesus. Every network of years in the community. Your neighborhood,
Amen.
Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I disorganize the network of evil.
I disorganize the network of evil.
In the city of Winnipeg. Amen. Let's pray, boy. I want you to pray very well. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to pray. I want you to please pray. I want you to please pray. God wants us to pray. He's the one asking us to pray this prayer. I didn't choose them myself. I didn't choose. Now, your next prayer, boy, you are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Your immorality and sexual perversion will not prevail in Jesus' house.
Amen.
As a church, we must pray. The church of God worldwide must pray. Now, you are going to pray. You are going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The spirit of disunity will not enter Jesus' house.
In the name of Jesus.
I destroy network of witches and wizards. Because of our children, their enterprise will not see the light of the day. Go ahead and begin to pray.
In the name of Jesus,
every network of witches. I want you to make sure you are praying in Jesus' mighty name. We are praying.
Amen.
One of the things I perceive with online prayer is that you can be saying you are praying, but you are doing something else. I want your heart to be in this prayer. Pray very well. Leave whatever you are praying and join us to fulfill the mission while you have joined this morning. Your next prayer point, you are going to pray and say, Father, deliver Jesus from mixed multitude. Go ahead and keep that your prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, You have two prayer points to pray. Your next prayer point is taken from Joel chapter 3, now verses 7. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and I will return your recompense upon your own head. What that means is that your good work will not return to evil.
Amen.
Anyone plotting evil for you, that evil will return to their own head.
Amen.
According to the word of the Lord in Joel chapter 3, verse 7, their evil recompense will return to their own head.
Amen.
So I'm going to pray and say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My good work will not be turned to evil. Anyone waiting to turn my good work to evil, Father, let them use their own head to carry it. Go ahead. And then lastly, you are going to pray. You can mute your devices as you pray this prayer so that you can pray very well. You can mute your devices. Your next prayer point is in verse 10. Joel chapter 3, verse 10. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. You are strong in the name of Jesus. You are going to declare and say, in the name of Jesus, I am strong spiritually, financially, physically. Go ahead and begin to pray this morning. Declare that you are strong. It doesn't matter. I'm not talking about how you feel. I'm not talking about how you're feeling it. Declare, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong spiritually. I am strong physically. I am strong health-wise. I am strong mentally. I am strong financially. I am strong materially. I am strong academically. I am strong in all areas of my life. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. What you declare is what my God will bring to power. I declare I am strong spiritually. I declare I am strong physically. I declare I am strong financially. I declare I am strong materially. I declare I am strong in all areas of my life. Mentally, I am strong. Mareko, Gabaya, Kako, Kekole, Dekare. My wife, my children, my household is strong. Melekondara de Setelo Gebratayaba. We are strong. We are not weak in the name of Jesus. Jesus' house is strong. We are not weak. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. What do you want God to do for you? Go ahead, make your petition known. Are you here this morning? You are not born again. You have not invited Jesus into your heart as your Lord and Savior. I want you to know that he loves you. He cares for you so much. God cares for you so much that he sent his only begotten son Jesus into the world to die for you so that you may not perish. So you are here, you are not born again. I want you to repeat after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come to you today, a sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, Lord Jesus, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Your sins are forgiven you. I pray for you today, marks the beginning of a new dawn in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, if you have prayed that prayer, I want you to please send your information to the brother that led us in the testimony. Lift up your voice, talk to God today. Talk to God, talk to God, talk to God. He will do mighty things. Talk to him, talk to him, talk to him. Give him thanks for answers to your prayer. Give him thanks for answers to your prayer. In Jesus' most powerful name, we have prayed. I want you to stretch forth your hand this morning. Are you sick or afflicted? Lay your hand upon that part of your body where you are believing God for healing. Now, while we were praying, God said to me, he said, tell the sister with the weak womb. God said he has strengthened your womb and you will carry your baby 9 months from now in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning I praise you. I thank you for the grace for us to gather together to pray this morning. You commanded us to pray. You said we are to pray without ceasing. Thank you for answers to our prayers. This morning, I thank you for destroying the backbone of witches and wizards. I thank you for destroying evil network over Jesus' house. I thank you for destroying the agenda of hell over our city, over our families, over our children, over your church. To you be all the glory. This morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for all your children. Lord, cause each one to be strong spiritually, physically, financially, maritally, in all areas of your life. Be strong in the name of Jesus. You are no longer weak in the name of Jesus. Whatever you could not do before, begin to do them now in the name of Jesus. Every weak brain, every dull brain, receive a brand new brain in the name of Jesus. Every dull speech in the name of Jesus, receive a brand new tongue in the name of Jesus. Everyone dull of hearing, that ear be open now in the name of Jesus. I pray anyone with weak organs, weak livers, weak kidneys, weak intestines, whatever organs in your body that may be weak, receive strength in the name of Jesus. Anyone that may be sick this morning, any part of your body that may be sick, now be healed in the name of Jesus. By the time we gather again tomorrow, you'll be singing a new song. Father, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying. And people of God, we shout a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. You are strong in Jesus' name.